to see what the British schools are like and how they teach, and the teachers end up teaching some of the lessons as well, and the students go to one of the classes, and the British students get a taste of what they learn in America as well, because the American teachers that have come with the students, there are three American teachers that come with the students, and they end up teaching some of the lessons that they learn in America. And that's where some of the science bits come into it. They have like technomancy and things like that, all these weird subjects. I can't remember all of them. And with the Americans, they bring an element of politics with them, and we meet a political. The students are quite a part of a political group called the Progressive Elements. They are, and they believe that Harry is. They think that perhaps Harry and the Ministry of Magic are all evil, and that they were probably lying. They believe that they were like that all the stories and history were all lies about what happened, and they believed that Voldemort was a misguided and misunderstood person, and they believed that perhaps Harry and Dumbledore and the Ministry had all made everything up about what actually happened, and pretended that, you know, they were the good ones just to keep just to get everybody on their side, and made out that Voldemort was a really bad person, and, you know, made him really sound really evil, and to make them sound better. But what the students and the people who believe the people who follow this Progressive Element group, what they don't realize is what the Progressive Element are trying to do is they are trying to they're trying to confuse people, make them believe that Harry and the Ministry are all bad, and they want to expose the magical world to the Muggle world, and they want to then once all the secrecy is in the open, and the magical world is all out in the open, they want to take over the Muggle world, and they want to get into power. So that's what the real agenda of this Progressive Element is. But most of these students and the people who follow it, these American people who follow it, are a bit confused, and they've been duped into believing some of the stories. So the story, the first story, we realise that all of these stories are going to have a political sort of element in there, as well as all of this scientific stuff. So it becomes a political story as well, and so that's what we find in the first one, in the first book. It's all about proving Harry's innocent again.